Think college should be affordable? Piedmont Virginia Community College offers flexible classes that fit your schedule, all at one-third the cost of four-year schools. And with more than 100 scholarships available, 75% of PVCC students graduate debt-free. Discover your future at PVCC. Spring classes begin Monday, January 13th. Register now at pvcc.edu.
Today, mostly sunny and cooler with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s.
It's 25 degrees outside the Automated Office System studios this Thursday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsroom, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning. Stormwatch brought to you by SVOE. With the icy conditions on a lot of the side roads around the counties, especially as you get further and further away from the population centers, we have delayed openings. Albemarle County Schools on a two-hour delay. Also, two-hour delayed at Greene County, Madison County, Nelson County, Culpeper, and Orange County Schools. Kangaroo Preschool opening at 9:45. Kingswood Christian Preschool opening at 10:30. Hillsboro Christian, 90-minute delay, and a one-hour delay at Great Beginnings of Charlottesville. You can check the list anytime online at WCHV.com.
Governor Ralph Northam addressed the General Assembly with his State of the Commonwealth address last night. In his speech, he talked about issues such as education.
Virginians who need it will get free tuition if they go into a high-demand field.
Like health care, early childhood education, IT, public safety, or the skilled trades. And if you commit to community service, then Virginia will cover your tuition, fees, and books.
Gun control.
No one is going door to door to confiscate guns. These laws are intended to keep Virginians safe, period. It is time to act.
And local control of Confederate monuments.
Delegate from Virginia's 56th District, John McGuire, was on WCHV Radio Tuesday morning addressing some of the coming gun legislation in the 2020 session.
Well, the argument is, look at Chicago, look at Maryland, look at Baltimore. I think everyone who is involved in the gunfight, or the defending our rights, knows that there's not one law in those places that works. The places in the country with the strictest gun laws have the highest gun deaths. And, you know, I think it's a bipartisan issue because it's our God-given right to protect ourselves, our family, our children. And you look at the black community in Chicago. I mean, 30, 40 on a weekend being shot is not unusual. These folks have a right to defend themselves, too.
That session begins today, and you can hear the whole podcast online at WCHV.com.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 24 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Coming up next on the station, Charlottesville will tune to hear the FCS Championship game, James Madison versus North Dakota State, Saturday at noon, WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts.